Hello. Thank you for tuning in. You are listening to ByteRadio.me's Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. For network or show information, visit www.ByteRadio.me or call 843-808-0777. And now, the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show with your host, Robert Sharp.
Good day, everyone, and thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. Today, my special guest is Dr. John Michael Mooney, and we're going to be talking about his new book, Treasures in Truth, Quotes to Nourish the Soul. As a chiropractor for more than 34 years, when John would see patients who were feeling depressed or overwhelmed, sometime during their appointment, he would write down a quote he felt would help them and hand it to them on their way out. Invariably, on their next visit, they would express their appreciation and ask for more. Eventually, it dawned on John that if anything happened, the collection of quotes would be lost forever. John's book is available at Amazon.com. And I do have a direct link to his book there in the show page description, and as well as you can also visit John's website, which is www.johnmmooney.com. And again, there's a direct link to that website as well in the show page description. So with that, I'd like to welcome John to the show. Good day, sir.
Thank you for having me today.
It's my pleasure, and I am a fan of quotes, and I think your collection is a great inspirational resource. So I'm really happy to be able to chat with you today. So if you wouldn't mind sharing, I gave kind of just a brief mention that you have been a chiropractor for many years, but would you mind sharing just a little bit more about your background and what motivated you to write the book Treasures in Truth?
Be happy to. I've lived in Placerville now for 34 years. This is the only place that I've practiced. And approximately 35 years ago, I read quotes every day from the Bible, 31 Proverbs for 31 days. And I come across a great quote that I like, and I thought, well, how am I going to remember this quote? So I started putting them in between my Proverbs. And once that totally filled up, then I started putting them in Psalms, and then I started putting them in other books that I had. So approximately 4 years ago, I thought, well, gee, I should put all of these together, because if something happens to me, they're going to be gone forever. So I distinctly remember deciding to do this and getting up on a Saturday morning and going in the backyard and just start writing and writing and writing. And this was in August, and I thought it was going to take me a couple weeks to do it, and I did not finish until December. So I was kind of surprised to find that at the end, there was over 1,300 quotes and many, many of different variety of people that are in it, like Wayne Dyer, Martin Luther, Ralph Waldo Emerson, Victor Hugo, E.M. Bounds, George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Shakespeare, Billy Graham, Rick Warren, J.C. Penney, John Oakberg, Charles Colson, Michelangelo, Brennan Manning. There's just so many of them. That's just a touch on how many are actually there.
Yeah, I love the variety of that you have in there. You know, to me that was to me it showed, you know, and you have them grouped by, you know, kind of category, and we'll talk about that shortly. But what that showed to me is that the topic and the truth were universal in their changed by them, who created them. I mean, it was one of those things where you really got to see firsthand that that inspiration isn't limited by any, you know, race, religion, creed. I mean, it was just, to me, it would just show how universal those truths were.
Well, that's a very good point because, you know, one of the quotes that I had, and the quote is, "Education is the passport to the future, for tomorrow belongs to those who prepare for today." And I'd ask my patients, well, if you can tell me who said that quote, I'll give you $50. And I would get, people would say, well, John F. Kennedy or Lincoln. Nobody ever got that quote right. I'll say it again. Education is the passport to the future for those who remember it today. So who said that quote? Malcolm X.
Malcolm X, wow.
So then I had to determine, am I going to actually put Malcolm X in the book? Well, it was the truth. So I thought, yeah, I really like the quote, so I went ahead and put it in the book. To this day, with my patients, nobody's ever got that quote right.
Wow. You know, I did a little book of my own, kind of highlighting some of the things I learned from the people that had been on my show over the last 7 years. And there was once, and I started each section with a quote, and I too had a Malcolm X one, and I can't remember offhand what that one is, but I remember too thinking, should I really put this in there? You know what I mean? And it was like, and I just kind of sat back, and then finally said, it works. It's telling exactly what I learned, you know, and what the people who on my show who talked about that topic had learned. So, but it's funny how we sometimes will kind of prejudge, you know, some of the things that we hear coming from certain people. You know what I mean? And it's that, again, that one's one of those perfect examples of, you know, no one would have guessed. And for you, it gave you pause for a little bit to consider whether or not to include it.
Yeah, it was, I really enjoy that quote. Another quote that I really enjoy is by Martin Luther King, and it says, "In the end, you will forget the words of your enemies, but not the silence of your friends." Wow, that's what a great quote. You know, so I have Martin Luther King in there. I think he's in there like 6 or 7 different quotes that he has. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, various people like that. But a lot of these quotes, people have never heard them before. And it took me a long time to find the authors. I'll tell you the story about that was after I put these quotes together, I actually gave a copy of it to my son, who's a professor. And for Christmas, he bound it all together and gave it to me. Wow, you know, that's very, very nice. At that point in time, I realized, gee, you know, I need to write a book. But I had never had any experience writing a book. Well, a friend of mine that I played tennis with, Tom Van Ord, I was telling him about my dilemma, and he said, well, I know a lady that's written 3 books. Why don't you go ahead and call her? And her name is Gina, and I called her, and we got together, and I asked Gina, I said, well, how long do you think it'll take to put this together? She said, oh, in about 4 to 5 months. Well, it actually took a year and a half because one of the questions she asked me was, how long, where are the authors? And I said, I don't have the authors. She says, you have to find the authors. And some of the authors are unknown. We couldn't find. We did all of this research on them. And one of the things that we realized is people steal from each other. And so what we wanted to do is go back as far as we possibly can and find the original author. So that's kind of how we got started. And it's probably been the hardest thing I've ever done, putting all of this together. I probably have about 3,000 hours involved in this.
Wow, wow. Yeah, that's, you know, that was one of the things that, you know, as I was going through and you know, looking at quotes for different photos, is I would see, you know, one quote, and then, you know, a few people later, you know, it's almost the same quote, maybe a word or two changed, you know, but a different person, and it's like, now who was first, you know, which was first, the chicken or the egg here? And I know how daunting a challenge that must have been.
Oh, that was unbelievable. You know, we would every week get together and just go over the quotes. We would pick categories. We have 55 categories, and then we had like 1,300 quotes, and we would decide, okay, well, which category is this going to go in? And it took a long time to finally decide which quotes are going to go into which category.
Yeah, I'm sure. I kind of looked it up. The Malcolm X quote that I used, and it was in a section called Strength Through Adversity, was that there is no better than adversity. Every defeat, every heartbreak, every loss contains its own seed, its own lesson on how to improve your performance the next time.
A great quote. Yeah.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah, so now the title, Treasures in Truth. How did, you know, in addition to kind of coming up with the material and finding the sources, one of the most difficult things I've found is picking the right title. So how did you decide on the one that you chose?
Well, I was laying in bed thinking about it, and I originally came up with Treasures of Truth, and we ended up changing it to Treasures in Truth. And then, like a month later, I came up with Quotes to Nourish Your Soul, because that's essentially what it does. And what Gina and myself did was we would go to different bookstores and take pictures of different books, the color of them. And one of the problems that we had was on the cover of the book, you'll see a dove. And I've probably looked at 100 doves over 3 months before we finally figured on, this is the dove, this is what we want to put it on. And, you know, just the cover itself took approximately 2.5 to 3 months to put it together. So the Treasures in Truth, the actual quote, that pretty much came to me just thinking about it and dwelling on it for some time.
Yeah. Well, it's very fitting. You know, I mean, it really represents exactly what is contained within the book. So and in that sense, it really was a good choice. And you know, and I can understand the challenge in you know, picking and creating that the book cover. I mean, a lot of people don't realize how much time and effort goes into the, you know, and the details required to actually pull a book together.
Yeah, Gina told me that she's written 3 books, and by far this was the hardest one, putting it together. It took the longest, finding the authors, the print, just, you know, it was really, really daunting to come up with all of this. And, you know, if it wasn't for her, it'd probably take me 10 years to do this. But using her expertise really has lightened my load on putting this together.
Yeah. So now, can you, I understand that your son kind of really assisted or kind of maybe gave that final push, in a way, to getting the book done. So tell us about how he motivated you.
Well, the motivation came when he went ahead and put it in a spiral bound.
Okay.
And gave it to me for Christmas. And actually, when my book was done, he was one of the first persons that I gave a book to because of what he had done for me. And, you know, it's he really enjoys it, as well as, you know, I've never had anybody tell me that they did not enjoy the book, that they did not get anything out of it. Something's in the book for everybody. You know, I read this book every day, you know, and there's 55 categories, and I read at least one category every day.
Okay, so now that's how you use the book now, is that you'll go through and pick it up and read it by category?
Absolutely. This is the type of book that you're not going to read one time and then put it away. This is something that you're going to have by your bedstand and read it, hopefully on a daily basis. When I have time, I'll read a category in the morning and another category at night. And it's amazing how it changes you. You know, there's a lot of wisdom in this book. I think that would probably be the best word to describe this book, is there's a lot of wisdom in this book by a lot of people over the last 3,000 years that have contributed to this book.
Yeah. The one thing that, you know, as I, scroll through, like, for example, today I had a did a picture, and I used one of the quotes from your book, and the picture, I had a picture of three yellow lilies, and then kind of, I have a program that kind of makes it look like an artist rendering, you know, like a painting, and so, you know, basically I decided for today I was going to go ahead and, you know, use, in honor of today's show, use one, there was a Henry David Thoreau quote that that I thought was perfect for that. And it, I think it was, the world is but a canvas to our imagination. And it just was, you know, and my message for today was paint your canvas, paint your world. And so, you know, that was one of the things. And as I was scrolling through, like how you said that when you're going through, you kind of, it kind of changes you. Just by going through and reading each of these quotes, there's something that happens, I think, in your brain that you shift your perspective, you know, and maybe all of the stuff that's gone on around you kind of goes by the wayside, and all of a sudden you're focused on wisdom or inspiration or you know, courage, any of the many of 55 categories that you had.
Well, it definitely inspires you. It inspires me every day. My patients that come through, a lot of my patients, I show them the book, and depending upon what their financial picture is, a lot of times I'll just give them the book. You know, if they end up having problems, you know, this book definitely has helped a lot of people, many, many people. So I'm very, very happy with the book. And, you know, it's something that I will probably enjoy, you know, until I die. You know, and this is something that I can leave behind, you know, for other people.
Yeah, I agree. That certainly will go on long beyond beyond you. I mean, it's one of those. I mean, the wisdom is, you know, is eternal. Now, some of the categories you include are things like, you know, forgiveness, gratitude, honesty, trust. Can you tell us a little bit of, you know, why? Why include those particular categories? I mean, it seems that those are... Yeah, go ahead.
I just think they're great categories for nourishing your soul. You're a spirit that has a body. You're not a body that has a spirit. You know, in my belief is that when you pass away, your body deteriorates, but your spirit lives on. So those are truths, and if you can use these different categories to nourish your soul now, and it can help you with the problems that you have now. One of the essential things about this book is when you read it, it gives you unbelievable peace. So you have faith, forgiveness, generosity, grace, healing, honesty, humility, insight, kindness, love, mercy, obedience, pain, peace, prayer, pride. A lot of categories that I think that everyone would really enjoy reading that would nourish their soul.
Yeah. You know, the one thing about a lot of the categories like peace or protection or prosperity or self-worth, a lot of times in our daily life we come across certain challenges that will really throw us for a loop, you know, and in being able to kind of, like, for example, self-worth, you know, something kind of just throws you off the game, you know, and you start questioning your value, you know, then by going to the category of self-worth, you know, you're able to go through and read some of these quotes, and it just shifts your energy into realizing there is no need to take that hit to kind of just be able to shift it.
Oh no, I totally agree with you. You know, it's very, very wonderful. I mean, you know, when you were saying self-worth, you know, I pulled on page 140, and one of the quotes there is, "The two most important days in your life are the day you were born and the day you find out why." That's by Mark Twain. And, you know, here's one by Mark Victor Hansen. "When your self-worth goes up, your net worth goes up with it." Or John Maxwell, "When you understand that self-worth is not determined by net worth, you'll enjoy financial freedom." So, you know, there's great quotes like that throughout the whole book. You know,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, very much. And so now, what is it that you hope that people are going to get, you know, from reading the book? What is some of your hopes and dreams for people who will be reading it?
Ultimately, that when the people end up reading this and they're finished reading it, I want them to reread it on a daily basis. If they do that, they will find a change in their lives with peace. Because when you have peace in your life, you make better decisions in your life. You know, and most of these are spiritual quotes, and it touches your soul. You end up making better decisions in life.
Yeah, very much. So, you know, you obviously are someone who, I mean, if you've been writing these down for years, you're obviously someone who really is open to finding those or discovering those spiritual truths. Would you describe yourself as that someone who is constantly exploring that?
Yes, I've always been that way. You know, to me, when you find a spiritual truth, you're finding reality. And, you know, reality is truth. And, you know, way back, I would say starting in my 30s, I'm 70 years old. And, you know, when I look back on my life, when I was a teenager, And I would have never dreamed that I would have wrote a book like this that would have touched so many people's lives. But, you know, it happened, and, you know, I have truly a very blessed life living here in Placerville. And for those of you that don't know where Placerville is, it's between Sacramento and Lake Tahoe. So I have kind of the best of both worlds. I mean, in an hour I can be in Lake Tahoe. Another hour I can be in Sacramento on a jet and go to any place in the world. So I've lived a very, very blessed life.
Yeah, very much. So, you know, obviously you're a chiropractor and you help people that way. But I also understand that you help people in other ways outside of the book and your practice. I would love for you to tell us about that.
Well, I'm president of HELP, and in our area, HELP stands for Emergency Lodging Placement. And basically what it is, we will put up a lady, and typically they end up having one or two or three children, and either they're trying to escape or they're just down on their luck. And so we put them up in a house, and they can be there 3 months. We teach them how to shop, because a lot of these people don't know how to shop. You take them in and they'll buy candy. You know, we show them, you know, to buy the staples, you know, that you need to have a better quality life. We take them to the bank, and we want them to open up a bank account, and we work with them and mentor them for, you know, anywhere from 2 to 4 months. The longest that we've ever had anyone in our program was a year and a half, and they made quite a change in their lives, and they're doing very, very well today. I'm also a member of Rotary here in Placerville. And as far as HELP goes, we have a multitude of people in our county that actually helps us. We have grants from the state and the federal government that help us.
Well, that's great. You know, the one thing that you know, the I think some organizations lack is what you're doing as far as providing the skills, life skills necessary to you know, to be independent and to, you know, to make better decisions and, you know, really make life changes, you know, at the very root, you know, rather than making the superficial kinds of assistance where, you know, people's behaviors and beliefs don't change. So, I mean, it's really great that you provide that support, that life support.
Yeah, it's been very, very rewarding for all of us that have done this. I've been doing this for over 20 years. And I used to, we had a pastor come to our church and was looking for volunteers to go to a prison to mentor prisoners there. So I volunteered, and this gentleman was in for murder. And what they didn't tell me was that he was in for life. So I started going, and I really liked the man, and he was at Folsom Prison for 15 years, and then he got transferred down to Lancaster in Southern California, and I would go down to visit him there, and then he got transferred again to Corcoran, and I went to visit him there, and then he ended up in Mule Creek, and which is great for me because it's only about 45 minutes away from where I live, whereas when he was in Lancaster, that was essentially a whole day to get down there. And I visited him for I think it was like 22 years before he finally passed away. But
oh my
gosh. Got just as much reward out of visiting him than he got with me. It was very mutual, and it was life-changing for me also. What I see, a lot of these people that are in prison, they made one choice that was wrong, and unfortunately some of them are going to have to stay there for the rest of their life. And other people, you would see these people and you would never know that they were in prison. I mean, that was a wonderful experience.
Yeah, we know, the idea of you know, being able to help people and really shift, you know, make a difference in their lives, makes a difference in yours. Like you said, you know, you helped each other out, you know, and learned a lot. That's the one thing that I think a lot of people don't realize, especially when it comes to volunteering, you know. Sure, the people who you help, you know, get something out of it, but the volunteers do as well.
Yeah, I agree. It was very, very rewarding, and I'm thinking about doing it again, but instead of going to prison, but going to the county here and doing that. But I'm very, very busy, and I just have to fit that into my schedule. But that's something that I probably should do. But you're absolutely right. You know, you're helping these people, and then you finally realize you're the one that's being helped, and it's nourishing your soul, and you're getting more out of it than you're giving them.
Yeah, exactly. So I have a question. Are you still collecting quotes?
I am.
Okay. So there might be a Treasures in Truth Volume 2 somewhere in the future, huh?
Probably about 5 years from now. You know, I'm collecting them, and quotes that I've never heard before. And, you know, I periodically look at them and put them together. And, you know, some of them are, you know, very, very good that I found, you know, either through a book or I heard somebody say. And, you know, it's... it's a wonderful thing to be able to collect quotes and use them in your life.
Yeah, I agree. And you're probably making note of the person now as you're writing them down.
Yeah, that's a good point, Robert. I do. That's exactly right. You know, when I hear that quote, who's the author? And I don't want to spend another year and a half to go through and find the authors and categorize it. And yeah, I learned my lesson.
I was going to say, you definitely learned from that process. Well, John, this has really been, you know, a delight to speak with you about your book. I really do like it. It you know, like I said, the variety of quotes that you have is great. You know, it does have something for everyone, and in the categories, I'm sure it had to be daunting to try and categorize, because also some of the quotes could be in multiple categories, you know, depending on the pearls of wisdom.
Yeah, I can't think of anybody that would purchase this book and not benefit from it. You know, that including politicians, pastors, you know, spiritual people, they would really, really enjoy this book. Matter of fact, if they don't enjoy the book, send it back to me and I'll give them their money back. That's how confident I think that they would really like it.
Yeah, I agree. It's a great one. So, well, I really want to thank you for your time today, John. I mean, it's really been a delight, and again, I'll be sure to reference your book as I pull quotes from it for my my pictures that I post as well.
All right, my friend. Thank you for the opportunity to speak today.
It's my pleasure. Again, everyone, today my very special guest has been Dr. John Michael Mooney. We've been talking about his new book, Treasures in Truth, Quotes to Nourish the Soul. Again, his book is available from Amazon.com, and I do have a direct link to his book in the show page description. And again, you can find out more by visiting his website, which has his blog as well, and that is www.johnmmooney.com, and that's M-O-O-N-E-Y.com. Again, everyone, I want to thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. Until we meet again.
Thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. Be sure to visit our website at www.biteradio.me, that's biteradio.me. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at Bite Radio Me, and our shows are also available as a free podcast from iTunes. And until we meet again, remember to be a bright light by bringing inspiration to your world and to the lives of those you touch.